This is usually the time that we tell you, congratulations, you've made it to the end of the week. But with everything that's going on, we don't know what's going to happen next week. So everybody's still on edge. This is not good times.
Time change.
Oh.
Full moon.
Man.
Friday the 13th.
Yep.
COVID-19.
Wow. Not a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good time.
No, it's not a good time. But some people did it worse than you, if that makes you feel any better.
Hopefully it will.
And that's why we go around the city, around the world, and around this room.
You had one job.
Everybody's shopping like this is the last time we're ever going to be able to walk into an HEB, right?
I know, right?
Shelves are empty. Water is gone. Toilet paper is gone. Detergent is gone. Baby wipes are gone. So I finally found some baby wipes, some toilet paper, and size 3 diapers, which apparently are like a diamond in the rough. Size 3 is apparently the most popular diaper size in the world right now.
That is true.
So I get all my stuff, right? I'm like, oh, this is great. Parker's still at daycare. I got to shop without a child. I moved through there with such ease. It was at a point in the day where, like, it wasn't overly crowded. I get to the front. The lines aren't that long. I'm like, this is a win. Grand. I get up there. They check me out. I actually had a coupon.
Wow.
Another win.
Smart.
I reach into my purse to grab my debit card, and I'm like, where's my wallet? I was like, maybe, you know what? Maybe I just put my debit card in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
No. And so I'm going through everything, by the way. The cashier, amazing, super patient.
Yeah.
Was like, maybe it's in your car. And I didn't respond immediately because I was running through the entire day through my head. And I was like, oh, it's on my desk at home because I made an Amazon order and I took my wallet out. And I'm like, Sarah, remind yourself to put your purse back in your wallet. I even wrote a post-it. I forgot. I got in the car. I am here. I have the things and I have no way to pay for it. So my small victory, failure. So does Sarah. Check your purse. You keep two things in there. Keys, wallet. If it's light, one of those is missing. Mm. Probably wallet. You had one job.
You are so bad at Amazon ordering. Like, it's even now affecting your regular shopping. You need to stop using Amazon. You're terrible at it.
Yeah, I can't. I should just do it from my phone because my card's saved in there.
So my kid, Charlie, he was invited to a birthday party this past Sunday, and it was out in Stafford at a laser tag place.
Nice.
So because he's six, he wanted me to go into the laser tag room with him, okay? So
yeah.
I was wearing a white T-shirt,
This
is going to be relevant because inside it's all black lighting. So I'm walking around. Everybody that's in the laser tag place has to wear the laser tag vest and hold the laser tag gun. So I'm going around, and Charlie's actually doing a pretty good job. He's a good shot. But I noticed that my vest, it just keeps deactivating. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, why does it shut up? I'm not even really playing. I'm just kind of walking around. So I'm walking around, and all of a sudden I realize that the reason it keeps deactivating as soon as it turns on is there's a pack of girls that just keep following me around the room, shooting me in the back, Jesse James style. Every time I reactivate, they're like, pew, deactivation. Reactivation, pew, deactivation. And all of them are following me around. So finally I turn around and I was like, girls, why don't you go play against something else? And one of them, who I guess I'll give her credit for being honest, is like, but you're the easiest shot in this place.
They saw you from a mile away. White shirt, dad, with a kid. You didn't have a chance.
So to me, bad job on the white shirt. But to the parents of those three girls, life is a challenge. Embrace it. And to the parents of those girls, I'm throwing you under the bus too. Tell your daughters to stop picking on the poor dad that's walking around with his six-year-old kid. The man has enough problems. I mean, look how I'm dressed. You had one job.